to vote. Lew Southworth was born a slave and came west with his master in 1851. Times were difficult, and Lew began gold mining, using what he made to purchase his freedom. During the Rogue River War, weapons were scarce, and a group of volunteers insisted Lew give up his rifle. Rather than give it up, he joined the volunteers and fought in the war without compensation. Eventually, Lew moved to the coast and took up residence in a cabin near the mouth of the Alsea River. On Election Day 1864, he announced,
"Mr. Lincoln is on trial in this election. I am going to vote."
A big storm hit the coast that day. In order to vote, Lew would have to cross Alsea Bay to reach the town of Waldport. Friends told him he'd never make it, but Lew said he owed it to President Lincoln to at least try. Lew went to work, securing empty oil barrels to his rowboat in the hope that they would protect him from capsizing. As he shoved off, a small crowd gathered. None gave him a ghost of a chance of making it. The small boat was tossed on the waves, and all the while Lew pulled with the oars. For a short time, the boat was lost from sight, and then someone shouted, "There he is!" Lew had passed the area of most danger and had entered calmer water. Lew succeeded in reaching Waldport, where he cast his vote. But it was not until 1927 that the Oregon Constitution was amended to remove the clause denying African Americans the right to vote.
You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.